everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at BelowTopSecret.com with the podcast in reply to a written post. The subject is so interesting to me, I thought it would make a good podcast, and perhaps others would like to reply in one media or the other. The subject is Religion versus Atheist in the Faith, Spirituality, and Theology Forum. I am not an atheist, but neither am I religious, so I thought I'd answer this question as a non-religious person. It was originally posted by Apex, and the quote I am responding to is, quote, "I really don't understand why religion is dying. It makes no sense, unless it's because we seem to be in the age of materialism and selfishness," end quote. My response is as follows. I am less materialistic now than I have ever been in my life, and one of the words people who know me use to describe me is generous, so I don't think that it's either of those in my case. I certainly cannot explain why religion is dying in general, and I'm not even sure I can tell you why I turned away from it, but I can tell you some of my thoughts and experiences, and please remember that these are only my opinions. I was raised in a very religious home. I was taught that Christianity was the one true religion and that anyone who wasn't a Christian would go to hell. In fact, even Catholics wouldn't make it into the kingdom of heaven because of their propensity to drink, confess their sins to a priest instead of Jesus, worship idols, statues, and pray to Mary instead of God. I think my logical mind and my curiosity had a lot to do with it. I realized that everyone around the world had different religions. It didn't make logical sense to me that the chance place of my birth was the only thing that kept me from being a Jew, a Muslim, or Hindu, and therefore gave me even a ghost of a chance of getting into heaven. I remember at 5 years old asking my mother about the babies born on the other side of the world, never having a chance to hear about Jesus. Where would they go if they died? So even though I was raised since birth to be a model Christian, my doubts began very early. As I grew up, I didn't really have a chance to venture far from the religious life, as we were very sheltered. But once I was about 14 or so, I really started thinking for myself and reasoning out how the things I had been taught just didn't make sense to me. I started turning my trust from the external world, what others told me, to my own internal logic system, what made sense to me. And religion just didn't make sense to me anymore. Over the next few years, it became clear to me that all of the religions of the world were just stories that people had handed down, just like any other cultural stories, in desperation to explain where we came from and where we're going. That's the bottom line for me. None of us really knows where we came from or where we're going, what our future holds. But our innate fear of the unknown motivates us to develop a story of explanation. If we can say, "Oh, that explains it, and now I know what my future holds, and I'm in God's hands, so everything is going to be all right," we naturally feel more secure. Even the stories today of our beginnings being of an alien nature and the Pleiadians will be returning to Earth and the mothership coming to take the gentle home or moving them into the fourth dimension, I consider that a religion of sorts. It's all really just a story we tell ourselves to explain our beginnings and our future. Nobody knows, and most people are really uncomfortable with that. So they hear the stories that the different religions have to offer, and they either pick out one that makes the most sense to them, or they just stick with the one they were raised with. But I couldn't, in good faith and integrity with myself, remain attached to a religion that I simply didn't believe in. It doesn't make sense to me that only one religion is right. It doesn't make sense that God would reject someone who didn't have a chance of hearing about Jesus. It doesn't make sense to me that fear of the unknown in this case is a valid motivator for faith. It doesn't make sense to me that if I don't know which story to believe, that if I don't latch on to the right one, I'm going to burn in hell forever and ever. Amen. It just does not make sense. The past 20 years of my life or so, I have come to be very comfortable with the thought that I don't know where the hell I came from, and I don't know where I'm going. The beliefs I do have come from within me, not from an external source. Sure, I have read and educated myself on philosophy, psychology, ethics, spirituality, and I have my religious background, and I've investigated many subjects. But my internal sense of right and wrong is what drives me to accept or reject the information, not a holy book or someone else's thoughts or rules. So the reason I am not religious is because it makes no sense to me to latch onto one story or another in fear of not knowing the truth. I have released the need to know. I trust life. I got here somehow. I figure whatever allowed that to happen, whether it's God, the Pleiadians, my soul, nature, or something else, will surely see that I am safely delivered to the next place, if there is one. And I'm very comfortable with that. Now my username might make some more sense. This is Benevolent Heretic. Thanks for listening.